Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. Is this Casey?
This is her, yeah.
Hi, Casey. This is Judah with Rhonda's Health Home Care. How's it going?
Oh, good. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for calling me back earlier. Sorry, I missed you. So I see that you called in. You guys are looking for home care for yourself?
I was, but they told me I didn't qualify.
Uh-oh. Why is that?
I don't know. They said I am under 60 and I don't need help like bathing myself and stuff like that.
So what do you think you need assistance with? Because, you know, they never even met you. They just spoke with you over the phone. How old are
yeah,
you?
I am 54.
Okay, well, there are programs that qualify people between 18 and 59. Do you have Medicaid?
Yes, I do.
Amazing. So you have two checks, your age and Medicaid. So what are your physical assistant needs?
I can't do steps, and my laundry is all in the basement. I also, like, struggle. I can't stand very long, and I'm more or less, like, struggling just, like, keeping up with my housework, like, doing my floors and things like that. And I had told her, like, I can't get my garbage up and down to the road because, again, I can't stand very long. I can't walk very far.
Right. So I totally understand this, Stacey. So I'll say like this. The way it works with all home care, I mean, you know, from the state, they're looking to make sure that their money's going to the best possible places. And they want to make sure that if someone needs, they look at physical assistance. So, you know, light housekeeping is not something that they usually, not usually, and light housekeeping is not something which they look at as a need for them to use the Medicaid dollars. Therefore, if we tell them that our needs are mostly the laundry and the housework, the floors and the garbage, they're going to say, okay, you don't qualify. Now, of course, we're not going to lie because they're going to come in and do an assessment anyway. But what we do want to highlight are the areas that we do need assistance in. For example, standing, ambulation, balance, stuff like that.
Okay.
So you might get someone, you might get approved only for 5 hours a week. Okay, no problem. It's all going to go based on their assessment. You know
right.
What I mean? So are you able to shower yourself?
Yeah, I actually have I've got a porch chair. That's what I sit on.
Okay, perfect. So here's what I would do, okay? Your case is a classic case of someone who might get approved or might not, and if they do get approved, it will probably be for a few hours a week, that's fine also, right? That's all you need, right?
Right.
You don't want someone sitting around the house just watching you, right? So
no.
Why don't we call into Direction Home again, okay, to initiate a referral. I'll be on the call with you, and what we're going to do is you're going to tell them what your needs are from a physical standpoint, basically what we just spoke about, okay? About that you said
okay.
You can't stand for so long. Do you have a balance issue?
Oh, I have major balance issues. Like, if you would watch me walk, like, I fall side to side. Like, I have to, like, use the walls. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
I have no balance.
Perfect. Exactly. Perfect. So, yes. So then you have to tell them on the phone. But once I prompt you, okay. So, yes, you have to say, I'm a full risk. My balance is very weak. I have to, when I walk, I have to hold on to the walls. You know, if you see me walk, you'll see, like, you'll be scared that I'm about to fall.
Yes.
Have you had recent hospitalizations or falls?
I haven't here recently, but I have had major falls, yes.
So you want to say that as well?
Okay.
What's your diagnosis?
I have quite a few. I have had a neck fusion done. I have a lesion on my cervical spine.
Okay. So that's small. Okay, what else is there?
Oh, I have severe chronic pain. I have stenosis in my cervical spine. I also have it in my lumbar spine.
Okay.
Both of my ankles are fused.
Perfect. So you could get a lot more services than you're saying. You know that we.
Well, I'm also on disability.
Okay, but that is not Medicaid. That's a separate.
Oh, okay.
you're fine. Okay, perfect. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to call them together, okay? If for whatever reason we can't get in touch with someone there, I'm going to take down all your information. I'm going to submit a referral via email to them, okay?
Okay.
Just give me a second. Do you have your Medicaid number handy?
Yeah, let me get it real quick. I had it out earlier when I talked to somebody. My eyes are going awful, too. I'm, like, falling apart at the seams. I have no use of my my left hand.
Right. Okay, so that means you had a stroke recently.
No, it's all because of what's going on in my neck.
Okay, so quite frankly, even so, right, so you need assistance because, you know, if you...
I need major assistance.
If you fall, who's going to catch you or who's going to find you there? Right.
Right. I mean, yeah. I need major assistance. I mean, this is no joke what's going on with me. I'm dealing with Cleveland Clinic right now, but I've also been referred to UPMC because I'm literally going crippled.
Okay. Perfect. So here's what we're going to do. Let me take your Medicaid ID so I'll have that when we initiate the call.
Okay. You ready?
12 digits. Yeah.
1025 64. I think I can't even see. I think it's 624999.
Yeah, let's just check if that 12 letters. Oh, sorry, hold on a second. Okay, perfect. I'm actually going to check up right before we call. One extra. Hold on a second. 102-564-624-999.
Right.
16 letters. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 12 letters. Hold on. I'm going to check you up in the Medicaid portal. I want to see if they can give me any more information. And then we're going to call them together, okay?
Okay. Am I going to get the same person I had?
Well, they only have five. They have a bunch of different people there, so let's see what we can get. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Your date of birth is 3/28. Oh, you have a birthday coming up.
Yes, I do.
Happy.
The big 5/5.
Young. Let me just check. Hold on 1 second. Okay, so I see that you have something called CareSource Insurance.
Yes.
Let's check that out over here. Okay, very good. All right, we're going to call into the veteran home together. They're like a case management company. They're going to hopefully help us out a little bit, okay?
Okay.
Hold on.
We would like to speak with any staff member and you know
I'm here.
If you're not sure of the party's extension, please enter the 9C for the agency directory or wait on the line for an operator to assist. Thank you.
We're just going to wait.
Hi, thank you for calling Direction Health of Eastern Ohio. This is Michelle. How can we help you?
Hi, Michelle. This is Judah here. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Am I coming across choppy, or do you hear me clearly?
Yeah, I'm here today. I want to speak up a little bit or take me off the speakerphone.
Okay, perfect. No problem. So I'm here. I have a patient, Stacy Fisher, on the line. She called in to us inquiring about home care. I'm calling from Rhonda's Health Home Care. And we wanted to initiate a referral for Stacy to receive some home care. She has Medicaid, and she has CareSource.
Okay. The referral would go through our community resource department. Okay. She doesn't have a current case manager with Direction Home. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Just one moment while I connect you, okay?
What's the direct number for future?
You have reached the Community Resource Department. Please hold for the next available specialist.
Ohio Benefits Long-Term Services and Support. Denise speaking. Can I help you?
Hi, Denise. This is Judah with Rhonda's House Home Care. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. Thanks for asking on this Monday. I'm here. We have a patient, Stacy Fisher. She's on the line. She called in inquiring about home care, and she wants to for us to initiate a referral to Direction Home on her behalf.
Okay.
So would the best way be on the phone? Is that something?
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Stacy,
yes.
Say hello
to
me.
Tell me your first name again.
My first
Stacy
name?
Stacy Fisher. Oh, go ahead.
No, his.
Sorry, my name is Judah, J-U-D-A-H.
Okay. And you're at Rhonda's House?
Exactly, Rhonda's House Home Care.
Oh, Rhonda's House Home Care. And what's your phone number there?
Sure, my direct number is 234-363-9007.
Okay. And what's the patient's name?
Stacy, S-T-A-C-E-Y.
Okay.
Fisher, F, like Frank, I-S-H-E-R.
Date of birth?
3-28-1971.
Okay. Address?
Okay, let me give you the full address. Well, let me pick it up. Did I have it? Then, yes, it's 237 Milton Street, Southeast. Right, Stacy, you still there? At this
yes, 2307.
Okay, 2307 Milton Street, Southeast. And that's in Warren.
Okay.
44484.
Phone number?
Okay, let me give you the best phone number for Stacy. It is 330-777-9653.
You said 777?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wow, that's different. Okay. What's your medical diagnosis?
I have quite a few.
Okay.
I have a lesion on my spinal cord. Uh-huh. Also, chronic pain syndrome.
Okay.
I have stenosis of the cervical and stenosis of the lumbar.
Okay. Anything else?
No, I'm in workup with Cleveland Clinic and also on my way to UPMC. I have a lot of things being worked up at the moment, lumbar punctures, things of that nature.
What do you want help with?
Quite a few things. I am a fall risk. I am very off balance.
Are you using anything to walk with?
I have a cane and I also have a walker.
Okay.
So I need help with quite a few things.
Like what?
Like I am just very off balance, like trying to get out of the shower, trying to do anything. I have to use the walls to walk.
So you need help getting in and out of the shower and your mobility in the house?
Yeah, it's more getting out of the shower. Like, I just, once I'm wet, I'm just really scared of slipping.
Okay. What else do you need help with?
Probably more like just like sweeping my floor. I can't stand very long. I can't walk very far.
Denise, can I jump in for just 1 second?
Mm-hmm.
Stacey, I think one of the things, tell me if I'm wrong. I don't want it to sound worse than you are, but one of the things, Denise, that Stacey mentioned to her over the phone is that when she walks, being that she's holding onto the wall, so she is scared of falling at any time. So, of course, the shower is that's our number one place where we find falls. However, it's probably around the house that there is a risk. So, I don't know, I'm just putting that out there as well. The lighthouse keeping is probably not something which is covered. It means from the insurance, right?
We don't handle private insurances.
No, she
can get help through a Medicaid waiver.
Exactly. Yeah.
But we don't handle private insurances.
Okay, that's fine. No, we want it through one of the waiver programs available for her.
I mean, they can provide housekeeping assistance.
Okay, fine. I think it's a lot of light housekeeping, but mostly to prevent the falls. So I don't know, Stacey, if you said that your balance is not good, so probably preparing a nutritious meal might be a little bit of a challenge. Is that a correct statement?
Yeah, I don't walk well at all. Like I had said earlier, also both of my ankles are also fused.
Okay.
Plus, like with all of the stenosis, all of these things going on, I have no feeling. Like both of my hands are numb, both of my feet are numb.
Okay. Okay.
I have fallen multiple times. So, I mean, it's documented, like, through Cleveland Clinic, through Saney's.
Do you need help with bathing and getting yourself dressed?
Yeah, I mean, I struggle sometimes, like, with pulling pants up. Like I don't have any use of my left hand. My right hand I'm losing use of.
Okay. Okay. And so does that include help with washing your hair or brushing your teeth?
Both of them, I have false teeth.
Okay.
So
do you need help with cleaning now?
I can clean them. It's getting harder for me to be able to put, like, the glue on them just because I'm losing use of my hands.
That?
Yes.
Okay.
I have, like, I mean, it's really hard to, there's a lot going on, like, severe neuropathy.
And again, what about washing your hair?
I do my hair. My hair is extremely, extremely short, so there's really not a whole lot to do with my hair.
Can you go to the bathroom on your own? Do you need help
Yes.
with that?
No, I can go to the bathroom on my own.
Okay. And what about cutting your fingernails and toenails?
I've been struggling. Like, yeah, I've been doing my toenails, but it's getting harder, like, with my fingernails. It's just getting harder. And I'm a fanatic, and it's really getting hard. I don't have, like, the strength.
All right. I can make a request for an Ohio Home Care Waiver program referral, and that program can provide an aid to help you with all your daily activities.
Okay.
That program is handled through CareStar. The
okay.
only thing that this agency would do is submit the request for assessment.
Okay.
And then CareStar will do the assessment, and they will provide the services for you or
okay.
make sure you get the services, okay?
Okay.
So, let's see. So you need help with doing your laundry also?
Yeah, I can't do steps okay. at all, and it's in my basement.
Okay, and what about transportation? Do you need help with that?
I have a car, and I can drive. The hardest part for me is I can't walk. So, I mean, I'm getting to the point that's easier for me to have somebody because I need help getting in and out of places.
Okay.
I've used CareSource's transportation, but it's awful, honestly.
Okay. All right. And are you using oxygen?
No.
Do you get any infusion or IV therapy?
I had infusions done, I want to say in December. They tried high-dose steroids, and those
okay,
were the only infusions.
Are you getting it now?
No, not right now.
Right now? Okay.
No.
Do you get any shots or injections?
No.
Okay. And you manage your own finances and medications?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so I'll make a request for the Ohio Home Care Waiver Program.
Okay.
And as I said, that program is handled through CareStar. So I can give you their phone number. If they do not call you within, 10 business days to schedule that
okay.
assessment, you can call them.
Okay.
Let them know that a request was submitted to them. And that you're waiting on someone to call you to schedule an assessment. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. Let me know when you're ready for the phone number.
I'm ready.
Okay. It is 800.
800.
616.
616.
37.
37.
18.
And
right.
this is CareStar?
CareStar, yes.
Okay.
Okay. And so do you have any questions?
No, I should be okay. I'll just wait to hear from them, and if not, give them a call.
That's right.
Denise,
okay.
Denise, I have a question
yes.
for you. First of all, thank you
yes.
for taking the time for this. I'm just curious, in the future, if I have a patient who I feel would fit the Ohio Home Care Waiver program due to age and insurance, Medicaid, should I call CareStar directly, or should it all still go through Direction Home?
No, it goes through Direction Home.
Perfect.
We submit the request. CareStar does provide the services. So you would call us, too, because Ohio Home Care Waiver is for those individuals under the age of 60.
Because it goes always through Direction Home.
Yes.
Amazing. Is there a good email, like if we have a question about her approval or if she doesn't get the assessment within 10 days, we should reach out to CareStar directly and not to you. Is that correct?
Yes, that is right.
Okay, so we'll try not to
Because once I submit the request, I won't know anything that happened or who should be calling her. Or if someone calls her and leaves a message, and she calls me to find out who it was, I wouldn't be able to tell her.
Right. I guess once Stacy gets approved, then you guys will be notified, correct?
No. We will not be notified because we don't handle the program. All we do is submit the request for assessment.
Got it. Okay. So the referral goes into you. You refer it, and then going forward for updates, follow-up, we reach out to Kirsten.
Yes.
Amazing, very good. And last question for you. Is there a need for me to submit the form via email, or this referral is submitted already over the phone?
I'm going to email the request for assessment.
Okay, fine, perfect. No, I know because sometimes we will email into Direction Home by referral, but we don't have to do that since
you,
it's over the phone, right?
You can email the request to the Community Resource Department for an assessment. And, you know, we call the person, get the information just to verify that they do want the assessment, and then we forward it to CareStar.
Okay. So, but for right now, being that we did it over the phone, that's sufficient, correct?
Right.
Amazing.
Right.
Very good. Thank you so much, Denise. Stacey, if you could just stay on the line.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You all have a good day. You're welcome.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Stacey, you there?
Yes.
Amazing. Very good. So we have successfully submitted a referral.
Okay.
Denise says she said she's going to send over a referral to CareStar. So here's what I'm going to do. Okay?
Okay.
I'm going to – you're going to follow with CareStar on Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay.
Find out from them if they, you know, did an assessment, and then be in touch with us. Okay?
Okay.
I'm actually just hang on one, Patty. I just want to get another number for you to reach out to on our end to give us updates. So just give me 1 minute, okay?
Okay.
And in terms of a caregiver, do you have anyone that you want to be a caregiver, or you want us to find you a caregiver once you get approved?
A friend of mine got a job there, so if it could be her, then I'd rather it be her.
Sure. What's her name?
Kelly Hall.
Oh, very nice. We know her well.
Yeah, she's her son is actually my daughter's boyfriend. We just had our first grandchild.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. So, yeah, I know her quite well.
You said?
My daughter is with her son.
Amazing. Very nice. Okay.
Yeah, they've been together for about 10 years, so I know Kelly real well, and I'm comfortable with her.
Great. Great. Okay. As long as it's not going to put into too much overtime, okay?
No. Would never be like that.
Okay. Fine. So here's what I want to do. Could you write down another phone number, please?
Yeah. Hold on 1 second. I'm actually just putting them in my phone. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. There's a one of the coordinators, by her name is Nama, N-A-M-A.
Okay.
Her phone number is 234.
234.
363.
363.
9032.
9032.
And she's our intake coordinator.
Okay.
You can reach out to her, and you could follow up with her in terms of once you hear back from CareStar, and what do you call it? And when they're going to come out to do their assessment.
Okay.
Otherwise, we'll follow up with you on Thursday, Friday, if we don't hear from you by then. And if you have any other questions, please let us know, okay?
Okay. Thank you guys very much.
You got it. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.